This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Daytona 500 is coming up this weekend. Danica Patrick won the first competition of the premier race on the NASCAR calendar. She'll be on the pole when the race starts on Sunday, followed, by the way, by 42 other drivers hot on her heels who would like nothing better than to win that race themselves. But, you know, it's not just in sports that we compete. It happens in the office and the classroom as well. Poe Bronson is the co-author of a new book on that topic. It's called Top Dog, The Science of Winning and Losing. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai. Appreciate it.
How did you get interested in this? I mean, this isn't your everyday, pick up a book and browse it off the shelves kind of thing.
You know, Kai, I didn't tell a lot of people. About 3 years ago, I had a total hip replacement on my left leg and several unsuccessful surgeries.
That's kind of shocking because, you're a young guy, so that's...
Yeah, and I had a lot of setbacks in my rehab, and I was a big athlete and everything still, and it was affecting my whole life. It was affecting my writing work. I was kind of losing my edge, and reading all this research and being soaked up in the minutiae of competing gave me the zeal again to tackle big challenges. And I think more than any particular point, that's what I hope the book does for some readers. I think about the people who are no longer looking for jobs or the people who are feeling overwhelmed by the inability to pay their mortgage. And just to restore people's sense of being eager to go out there and compete every day.
Well, but play that out a little bit. What makes one guy sitting on the Metro North train into Manhattan different from the guy sitting next to him on that same train in competitiveness?
One important factor is genetic. We all know that there are some people who seem to really do great on a daily basis as long as they're not stressed out. But once they get a lot of stress on them, they kind of melt down. While there are other people, they need a deadline. They need to perform. And when all that stress happens, they perform their best. But other biological factors, such as prenatal testosterone, affects your lifelong hormonal response to challenge.
Is there a point at which sort of pseudo-mastery becomes a little bit dangerous? Can you master competition in whatever your chosen field is to the point where you know enough, but you don't know that you don't know enough? You know, if that makes any sense?
Being great at something can sort of backfire because you're overconfident.
Yeah, you get cocky,
and then actually
right?
being slightly underconfident wires up the mind to have this sort of critical thinking. You're looking ahead for strategic things that you can do, and you ready your whole body. You get a testosterone response in the 24 hours beforehand. You get a lot of neurotransmitter buildup. That all comes into play once the performance or the competition starts.
But here's the thing, right? I mean, doesn't competition in a way give you permission to behave badly? I mean, there's that saying, you know, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, man. You know?
I totally disagree, Kai. I don't know if you're trying to bait me there, but honestly, you can be super competitive and have no proclivity to cross that line.
Is it okay that life is competitive?
I think the question is not just that it's okay. The question is, can we learn to embrace it? You can learn to actually enjoy the stress and intensity of competition and actually miss it when it's not happening in your life. And you can actually get competitive advantages by enjoying the stress rather than being freaked out by it.
Poe Bronson is with Ashley Merriman, the author of a new book on competition. It's called Top Dog, The Science of Winning and Losing. Poe, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai. Really appreciate it.